Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
If you are here and you are over 18 years and you can pray, can open your mouth to pray, I charge you this message, break it. Break what? Break legal ground. Break satanic legal ground and satanic hold over your life. See, there's an age you get to Moses, people will not listen to your excuses again. There's an age you get, people will not listen to your story again. All that people want from you, sir, is a result. Can I pray upon your head? May you have results in life. Psalm 82 verse 5, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on darkness, they walk in darkness, on in darkness. All the fashion of the earth are out of course. Now I pray for somebody here, let me know if you are there. Your life will not remain in the dark. Yeah. I was a very small boy, like 9, 10. I know what that age, I knew everything happened in our house. So I would tell my mommy, I say, mommy, this is what daddy has done. And for every revelation I give, I receive beating. Ogbanje Lomoy. This boy is Ogbanje. Ogbanje spirit is worrying him. Men, let me pray for men first. Men, connect to me. Let me pray for you. All men, let me see your hand. Have you connected? Yes, you will never remain in the dark in your own house in the name of Jesus. Yes. Men are not sharp here. If it is morning, they will say men. Since you don't want to say men, I move to women. Men, I pray for you, sir. You know, man is not the size of your manhood. Man is not the size of your chest. I see people building. They look like monkey. They are doing like this. Body galoma shegbeni. I pray for all men here, sir. You will not be inside darkness in the house where you build or where you live in the name of Jesus. Let us see the women. You see the women are sharper. Women, let me pray for you. Women, connect. Let me pray. See warriors. Women don't agree. Women, you will not be in the dark concerning your life in the name of Jesus. Women, I think you are learning. Men, I think you are learning. Before it happens, the Lord will show you. Sit down, but don't go down in life. Psalm 11 verse 3, the foundation is destroyed, what shall righteous do? Today I pray for you, the Lord will visit your foundation and heal you. Yeah. There are foundations that prevent people from receiving God's best for their life. Every October, November, December, sometimes my family don't enjoy me. It's even better now. In those days, I will go into extinction, preparing for next year. This is not a time you go about visiting people. It's bullshit. There's a time you sit down about your life and do this exercise and pray to God to find out what you like to prepare for next year. Somebody say, I hear you. Yes. There are satanic legal ground. Look at me. That must not enter into 2025 with you. They are legal ground. You got to break them. Yoruba says, when they burn you, you reborn yourself. So I want to show you how you can reborn yourself here and cross-check your life anywhere you have put a ladder on the wall of your destiny, or anywhere you yourself, by mistake or knowingly or unknowingly, have created a hole in your life, or you have built a legal ground for the enemy to thrive on. Today, as we cry to God, every illegal ground of the enemy in your life, I don't call them legal anymore, they shall be broken. Sometimes this legal ground includes decisions, vow taking. Some you know about it, some you don't know about it. Some is taken before you are born. Some you took it, that kidney. So satanic legal ground and your lifestyle can determine how far you will go in life and the weight of glory that you will take or that you will receive in life. It's good you know this. Look at me. Many people are looking at their enemies outside. They are too many attacking me outside. No. You are the enemy. It's already inside because you opened the door of your life. And so today we are going to be praying and all legal grounds of the enemy in your life must be broken. So you've got to pray today. Wagbadura. You will pray. You will pray. And you know what? Thank you, Jesus, because God answered prayer. Thank God, sir, that we don't pray to the government. We will have paid tax. We don't pray to people that will sit and say, Ogbadura, that I know. As we pray today, whatever son of God in your life shall be removed. Psalm 119 verse 67. This is another Bible passage that used to make me fear. Please, will you read? Everybody want to go loud and clear. Go. Say it again. Go. I want the men alone to read. Let me hear you go. I want the women to read it loud and clear. Go. Sometimes before the enemy will attack you, look at me, you have crossed the border. Before I was afflicted, I have gone astray. I continue. But now I've kept your word. But after you have gone astray, there is a repercussion. My grandmother used to call it repercussion. There is a repercussion. Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 7. So in any way I've gone astray, we want to repair them now. Jeremiah 57. All that found them have devoured them. You will no longer be devoured. And their adversary, their enemy said, we offend not. That means we have not done anything bad in attacking them because they have sinned against the Lord. Oh, when you mess up, it is a legal ground for the enemy to attack you because he knows that once you do that, God will leave you alone. Is anybody sitting here and God has forsaken you today? You will find your feet again. Yeah. Put it back, put it back, put it back. Because they have sinned against the Lord and the habitation of justice. Can you imagine? The enemy is talking about justice, attacking you, and they are saying justice because they know that God is a just God. Even the law, the hope of their fathers. They said they have forgotten God, so we can attack them. So there's always a legal ground before you attack. Before you are afflicted, you have gone astray. Before you are afflicted, you have gone astray. Most times when nonsense wants to happen, I begin to ask, have I messed up? Have I missed it anywhere? This prayer is for 200 people. Where you have missed it, Jehovah will correct you again. So what is legal ground? Legal ground means something or somebody having a free movement in your life. That's it. They have a right to operate. When something or somebody have a right to operate, yes, they have a right, they have a legal ground. Police cannot just enter into your house. They must come with a warrant. Yeah. So what is now? What's now? Satanic legal ground. Satanic legal ground, different from legal ground. Satanic legal ground means the devil and his agent have a right to move anyhow in your life. Somebody say, God forbid. John 10:10 says, the enemy came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You must know these things now. Look at your Bible with me. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 7. Ezekiel 8, 7. Have you opened the place? Look at this. Everybody look at this. When Ezekiel was praying, look at the revelation of God. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I look at it. Behold. I'm not here. Behold. I'm not here. Behold. I hope you know, look at me, that when there's a hole in your life, they will know what's happening in your house. Stretch your hand to this place. Let me pray for you. Every hole in your house, every hole in your life today shall be closed up. Okay, you don't need my prayer, so I move on. If Satan has a legal ground to operate in a life, he's going to do the life of that person anyhow. Because there is a legal ground. Look at me. Any prayer you pray and it seems there is no answer and things become worse, stop. Check your life, repent, and remove the legal ground. Somebody say, I hear you. Don't forget that. Many families are suffering now because there is a legal ground. There is a legal ground. You see children misbehaving? There is a legal ground. Check. There's a legal ground. There is a legal ground. Check their appearance, check their mistake, and that's all. Before you start saying they attack, no, wait for attack first. Check internally. Most times, legal ground comes from internal. If you're already sleeping, shout hallelujah. May God show you the hole in your life. I move on. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27. I want to show you some legal operations of the devil in people's life. And do not give the devil a foothold. KJV said, do not give a hand. Don't give the devil any hand in your life. Legal grounds are footholds of the devil in your life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've not had this before. There is a wound on your navel, and it's becoming very bad. I don't know where you are. The power of God is going to heal the wound in the next 5 minutes now. So don't be surprised after this Sunday, the wound will just dry up. Now, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24. Please, some of satanic ways or Satan's, some ways that Satan uses as legal ground to operate. How the legal ground, how did they happen? I'll show you. Isaiah 49, 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? You can say, I'm not waiting for you anymore. Or the lawful captive delivered. So there are lawful captive, there are unlawful captive. There are legal ground that you don't know anything about. The sin was taken on your behalf. All men, please beware. All mummies, beware. When you take a legal ground, when you take a decision that will affect the whole family, it's a legal ground on your children. The people we are doing deliverance for, I say, we can't leave because the mother invited us. Ben, there are cases we are praying in people's house, and you say, we can't leave because the man invited us. The place we are praying, and the demon will speak, we can't leave because the children invited us, and the parents say yes. So, one person in the family can decide the fate of the whole family. That one, you are not a legal captive. You are an illegal captive because you did not do it legally. But the one that you walk into to do yourself, you are a legal captive. Now the Bible is saying in verse 24 that shall the prey be delivered from the mighty. Answer came in verse 25. Verse 25, I read my thing alone, but thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contend with you. You know what I love about God? You know what I love about God? Pastor Paul, come. This is my son. Look at this is my son. Snatch your hand from me and walk into the camp of the enemy. Now, he has walked the camp of the enemy. The enemy will do it anyhow, but God is still saying, Chai. And one day that he realized and it's time to come out. When God bring him and he do like this, all the people that afflict him will suffer. You better know that about God now. Thanks down. Yoruba say, "Bami no more, me." Interpretation: help me beat my picking. But one man, I've seen one man who is in Belemi Kikimi. But that's not what we are going to do. Help me beat my child. He doesn't hear what? Lulori, beat him on the head. Igbo. They are coming back to fight you. There is something I love about God. If you are here today, no matter the legal ground of the enemy, when you cry to God, the Bible says, the day I cry to God, my enemies. But no, you will not cry. You will still be fumbling, Nambi. Why my package in worship? You will be packaging inside suffering. Instead of you to remove wig, and pray your life out of bullshit. You will be crying in front of your friend and be posing in front of God. Are you fine? I would rather cry in front of God and pose in front of men. The Lord is the light of my life. What can men do to me? But no, we want to be fine in front of men. But in front of God, we want to pose. As we cry to God today, legal grounds are lawful captives. All lawful captives shall be delivered. It's glaring in this service, not for everybody, but they shall be delivered. I was a young boy when I told them in the family, anytime you are going to the village and you are taking names there, from Femi to Lydia, the last one, don't take our name there. If you do, problem. You will not imagine my age when I was telling the family, don't involve my name and my younger ones. My mom used to go to our side every December. What used to go? December what? About 25th. And they will buy different things. I told her, I want the mommy. Sit down. Don't go anywhere again. That was the beginning of the sickness of that family. You cannot be in the family and there will be darkness. Something is wrong with you.
You cannot be in this church and your family is in darkness. Something is wrong with you. That thing that is wrong with you, you are delivered from them today in the name of Jesus. Today, that place, they are in trouble. Because somebody saw light and said, don't go there again. I've never gone. I have never gone. Me. So this is not the time you go about houses. You say you want to do family reunion. Do your reunion with your head, with your destiny and life. See, I hear you.
Yes,
10 ways people create legal ground for themselves. Number one, it's good you listen and we break this bullshit. So we'll have a good 2025. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Number one, evil initiation. Evil initiation. How can you be initiated? You are eating in the dream till now. It's a legal ground. How can you be eating in the dream and be quiet? And you are still quiet now. You are eating in the dream, sir. You will wake up, you ask for pure water. Permit me to say number two. Number one B. Evil initiation family ceremony. Excuse me, ma'am. Before you attend any party, ask them what thing that they do. All of you that tell you that they are doing party somewhere and you go, are you a fufu? That they will eat with oha soup. I will carry myself and my children to one family which I don't know what thing that they do. They say they want to gather somewhere. Me. What are you doing with your life? Evil initiation family ceremony. What are they doing every year in your family that you are partaking? It is initiation. I know you're angry, there's no problem, but I'm going to break it for you now. Whatever family initiation you have been involved with, today, 29th of December, that initiation expire. Whatever they are doing on your behalf, that initiation expire.
Yes,
whether you say amen or not, because you are here, you are under this presence and all. I enforce deliverance upon your life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
can you please find out before you attend anything, whether it's your dad or mom, I don't care. What is this for? My children used to ask me, Daddy, what is this for? I explained for them. I explain to them, this is for this. This is for this. Okay, Daddy. Will you take? Yes, I will take. Take it. I don't even enforce on my children. Family initiation. Lift up your hands and say after me, every family, every satanic family initiation. Let me hear you. Say louder than that. Standing against my upward movement. I break them now. I want to emphasize again, say, I break them now. Lastly, say it again, say, I break them now. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Now shout fire.
Fire.
Number two, cursing words. Cursing words. Look at me. If you have a parent that curses, seriously, you have to pray. Galatians 3:13, Christ has delivered us from the curse of the law. He made a curse for us. If Christ has delivered us from the curse of law, He made a curse for us. He was cursed for us. So that anyone, 103, can be saved. Christ has been cursed. You have no right to be cursed. Stretch your hand here. I want to pray for you. Say this with your mouth first before I pray for you. Any curse operating in my life? Sit down. Let me tell you this. Now, the curse become bad. Please sit down. If you have done wrong, look. I'm begging you. Don't cheat people. What did I say?
Don't cheat people.
If you are not asking me, I'll verse. What did I say?
Don't cheat people.
Don't collect money for the service you are not going to do. Don't tell somebody you love him to send you to school and later tell him, I shake my friend. God in heaven knows. Oh, the bombay. All you mothers, you know that your daughter is befriending three people. Yes, you are there now. Listen to me. And the three of them come to greet you, and they are bringing something. What's that for? What's that for? You now told your daughter is the highest bidder. You see, the lowest bidder there, I can only one bad you. The lowest bidder, he knows one of Allah somewhere. And maybe you don't know, every family has either half a pastor, pro, and every family gets that. Every family gets a ballist. All they need to do is to talk to the person that knows the person that knows the person that knows the person that knows the person. And then they table your matter because you are guilty, you will receive the judgment. Are you ready to pray? Don't collect money for the service you are not going to do. Are you listening to me now? Prevention is, don't answer me. Prevention is better than cure. Don't start a bother and say, I will run to my altar. Altar, I'm where? Altar will say, I'm not a cheat. Are you listening to me now? I preach the truth to you. You don't have to like it. Are you listening to me now? Don't date mother and daughter. God. You sleep with the mother. You sleep with the daughter. When you come to church and you say, Father, I declare, God will say, God punish you. God will say, God punish you. Angel Michael say, you are God. He say, still, God will punish you. The day they curse you, that is the beginning, look at me, of your downward movement. We have done bullshit this year. Next year is coming. Are you going to enter next year with bullshit? Let us pray against them. And the curse you have not even done, and somebody is cursing you somewhere. On top of my head, so many curses everywhere. They thought I was going to die. They thought I'm going to be broke. They thought I'm going to help them. Bad news about me. More. When I know the button to press and I have what to offer, and God is not behind two people, tell your neighbor, come off it. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Say, any cause operating in my life, say it. Say, known and unknown. I'm going to say, known and unknown. Shout, my Father. Let them be broken now. I give you 1 minute to settle that one. You are not praying. Any curse operating in my... Are you sleeping? No. Let them break now. No. Known and unknown. Somebody say, I break it. Somebody say, I break it. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to be seated while I pray this prayer for you. Seated. Be seated. Stretch your hand to me here as I pray for you. Stretch your hand to me. Madam, I say, stretch your hand to me. I'm in command here. Stretch your hand to me. Have you done that? Everybody on the sound of my voice, any curse placed on your life today, the curse is broken. I was telling that woman in Europe, I said, Madam, there are some you need to know about curse. And she's using me to eat chips. Every time, curse. I left. I just stopped. I didn't say anything again. Benny, carry your load yourself. You will know. Any curse placed on your handwork today, the curse is broken. Of course, they are like virus. You have to be checking them every time. Some people will stay somewhere. You don't even know you. Marcus, send it away. They don't even know you. Somebody says something to them. Marcus, shake away. Somebody lie on you. One day, shake away. Somebody talk to them. And they cause, any cause hanging over your life, looking for where to settle. Return back to sender in the name of Jesus. I was hearing somebody say, How can they so close like this for you? I'm telling you. At the airport like this. How can they so close? Tell me on this story. What? I just carry my bag. Blood of Jesus. The tailor is sewing clothes, thinking he has done his best. Somebody sent an arrow to him. Any arrow curse sent with your name. I put the name of the sender back to them in the name of Jesus. Any curse sent in the name of your children. I put the name of their children there back upon their head in the name of Jesus. Put your hands down and look at me. There are some, in every family, there are some people that think they have authority. What did I say? The first thing I do when I enter a family, I pick them. They do as if they are spiritual. As if they are spiritual. And you know what? Any small thing like this, any small thing, I have authority. But you stretch your hand, let me pray. Anybody that said they have authority, that is using their hand to eat their dirty chest, their expired breast and expired chest, I stand here on this altar. People with authority that curse you, under the authority of Jesus, I reverse the curse. Even where you make mistake, I reverse the curse. Even where you have missed it, I reverse the curse. Even where anybody can mess, where you mess up, I reverse the curse. If you say 3 amen, pack your load and carry the blessings now in the name of Jesus. Number 3, ancestral background. Don't deceive yourself. I showed this in the Bible before. The Bible says, ask your parents. Ask them, where are we from? Ask them. Some of you are claiming Lagos. You are not from Lagos. You are not from, it's a lie. Some of you are from Ekiti. Some of you are from Anambra. Yeah, we don't know where we are born, it's a lie. Ask what your great grandfather were doing. My great 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 grandfather, fourth generation, he was a warrior. His name was Balogun. But it's not Balogun, it's a title. So I woke up one day and said, how can I be carrying title name? And I changed the bullshit. Check for ancestral lineage. Don't deceive yourself. Why should you carry a name that is giving you trouble? Apart from the name, you are connected to them. I would say fourth generation. So what do? You stand against it. And tell God, God, I am innocent. I preached before and I'm innocent. Do you remember? Look for the message and listen to it. Please, Pastor Mike, put I am innocent on church podcast. You are in church, you are not on our podcast. You did try. And listen to it. And tell God I'm innocent. God wants you to talk to him. Our God is a wonderful God. And for just like every God has what they eat, our God has what he eats too. And I taught you what God eats. The first thing he eats is worship. Hey, yeah. That Bible says God is looking for worshiper. And God cannot worship himself. So when you worship him, he begins to say, my daughter. What does God eat? God eats praises. Benny, I will enter into his water. And I will enter into his game with what? And I will say, don't joke with it. God eat thanksgiving and God eat sacrifice. Give God the 14 and watch. No matter how bad your family is. I told you about the son of a very notorious armed robber in Nigeria. Ran to sanctuary. And I said, there are more than 400 curses on your head. I said, you know what you're going to do? Go back to your village and build a church. Ben, have you finished? Call 21 priests and bless their family. Call 21 children and pay their school fees. Lobaton, Equiton, the village gathered thinking it was still under a curse. And their gods told them, this one is not cursed, so it's blessed. They left him alone. Ben, all the people here connected to wicked ancestry. Can I pray for you? I break it and connect you to Father Abraham in the name of Jesus. Check. Look at me. All students, know they follow your mates everywhere. Everybody get where they come from. The smell of the book coming from the toilet. The smell of the book coming from what? From the kitchen. I hope you know. I hope you know. Where you are coming from, look at me, there is an aura. Either the toilet or the kitchen. Don't forget. Stop it at work or anywhere thinking that we are all the same. We are not the same. Our ancestry decide where we are coming from. And that's why you must not be ignorant of your ancestry. In your family, they kill virgins. In your family, they use women. You are the fourth generation. You need to talk to God. What I say you do? Ben, you need to talk to God. I know that dear. In fact, now you create me this family. You need to talk to God. I say, bring your strong reason. Lift up your hands. I break every wrong ancestral lineage. Say, let me hear you now. Say, I break away from every wrong ancestral lineage. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Shout a big amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 11 verse 31. Do you know that Abraham was formerly from Iraq, Mesopotamia? They call it all of the Chaldeans. And Terah took Abraham and his son, and Lot, son of Haran, his son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, and his Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from all of the Chaldeans. This place is called Mesopotamia, then it's now called Iraq. How come an Iraqian is now an Israeli? I want an answer. How come an Iraqian become an Israeli? Can you give me an answer? Give me an answer. Give me an answer. Covenant. What I call it? You are claiming nonsense. I'm from Igbo. Shut up! There's a level you get to, you don't fight on platform of Igbo or Yoruba, you fight on spiritual platform. We Igbo, we are proud people, we don't take nonsense. You don't buy fuel for 1,000 or something. We. Yoruba to stand, we are very reserved, we don't fight anyhow. Until they have beat us, when we see that, then we now say we now to face our enemies. Abraham changed from Ur of Chaldea, which was Mesopotamia, then now Iraq, and he found a new lineage called Israel. Look at me. You too can break away from wrong lineage and form a new one with God. Somebody say, I hear you. What is wrong with you that you are tied to bullshit, wicked, demonic, satanic family? Where you are born can be your blood family, but as you grow, you must know the people that are ready to shed their blood for you, they are your real family. There are people, when you close your eyes, you are sure that they will wash your back. Those are your family. Should I continue? I break away from every wrong ancestral lineage. Say in the name of Jesus. Say it again. Say, I break away. The way you answer is not making me happy. Say, I break away. Loud, open your mouth. Lift up. Say, I break away from every wrong and wicked lineage. Say in the name of Jesus. Number 4. Anger. I told you what anger did for me. So nowadays when people do things to me and I don't talk, Ephesians 4:26, I'm not weak. I decide to keep short because anger stole from me a lot. Anytime you're angry, look at me. You have opened a doorway for the enemy to attack you. Because that time you're angry, you will lose control. And the Lord taught me this. Anytime you're angry, drink water. But it's difficult to drink water. You are angry. Efumilomi. Are you a God? But it's tough. So all you need to do is just Just drink water. Immediately you drink water, you know what? Your body will go down. When I'm angry, I decrease. I don't know anybody again. God broke me. God put me to size. God belittled me. I started from level zero again. So when you provoke me nowadays, the best I will do is what? I will call you and ask you. When I ask you whether you say yes or no, I know the truth. I just say no problem. I have asked and it's finished. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. It said be angry. So it's not a sin when you're angry. Be angry. But what? I'm not hearing you. Let not the sun. How can you be angry since last night? You slept in the morning. You angry too. Last night. We are still continuing. This is part 2. I had a woman in this church was fighting with another woman some years ago. And he said, this fight, we are going to fight to the throne of grace. I said, throne of where? Throne of grace. You will see God. Immediately you die like this, the demon that will catch you is demon of anger. Put your hand on your chest as we pray. I break every legal ground of anger in my life. Say, let me hear you now. The way you are saying it is annoying me. Say, I break every legal ground of anger in my life. Say it again. Let me hear loud and clear. You are murmuring. Say it again. I break. Say, I break every legal ground of anger in my life. Shout it. Let me hear you now. Man and woman came here some years back, and the Lord said, who is so person? And they look at themselves. They said, it's our first daughter. I said, you curse her, have you? Ah, I said, you curse your helper. I said, all of you will die in the ocean. They look at themselves. I said, that girl is the only star in your family. And woman provoke her. Because it provokes some of you parents here. Any small provocation, you just curse the child. God will catch you that you are cursing your helper. Why the bastard here? Why them I pray? And God will help me come out you from this church. And I say, the sanctuary you are going. You can say, I'm preaching with boldness. Is it not bold? Am I waiting for your money? Stop! Crossing when you are angry. When you are angry, look at me. Keep shut. When you're angry, do what? Keep what? Keep shut. Don't say anything. You are angry. Say, hey me. Look at me. You're not like this. If anything happened to the person, you will sleep in kirikiri. So I told them, go back and begin to bless the girl. They said the girl has gone to Abidjan. Said she's not supposed to be in Abidjan. Give me her number. So I hello. He said, yes, it's me. I said, I want to pray for you. He said, you want to pray for me? I don't know you. I said, yes, your dad and mom is here. I want to pray for you. She was just crying. I prayed. After I don't pray long prayer. I pray long prayer personally. I pray for her on phone for 35 minutes. The phone cut, we call her back. And after I've prayed for her, I said, bless you, pray for her. They took phone, they couldn't pray. I said, pray now, curse her. I don't know where family, both parents, man and woman, they are stupid. I used to like a family when the man is angry, the woman should be, please, neutral. But all of you, you sleep on the same side. So they pray for her. Few months later, she said she had been trying to cross to America. She crossed to America from Abidjan. Very difficult. When she got to America, things started happening for her. This happened when we came to this place. So, and within 2 years, this girl said, I'm sending money for you to build house. They collected money in tears. If we have been praying for her. And that's why I pray for you that any curse upon your life should be broken. Yeah. And I'm telling you now, all the stupid anger. We say, I am number one. You are talking nonsense and you are supposed to do like this. Yeah, yeah. So I was talking to him, say, Daddy, am I the king binu sin? You think about binu sin? Then come and shell it. I say, She has forgotten herself. She's talking about anger. She's angry. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Every blessing and anger has stolen from you. Oh, yeah, take them back.
Yeah.
You don't need my prayer this morning. I say every blessing you have been deprived by anger. Oh, yeah, take them back.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Number five, lust. Lust is looking at a woman and already you have slept with her while looking at her. Lust is looking at a man, already you have slept with the man, you have raped the man. Not the only woman, then the rape, woman too, they reptilize men. Yeah. All over your eyes is full of fornication. You'll be doing your eyes, talking with your eyes. Yes, you'll be talking with your eyes. Say, I didn't do anything, I was just going. You were going, but you are talking with your eyes. So when you call them with your eyes, they came now. But the person that you were expecting was not the one that came. That was why he did not agree. You are working and you are doing like this. You are doing like, what happened to your eyes? Your head cannot stay in one place. It's Christmas time now. Everybody's putting laba laba. What's that thing they used to put there? Let us check now. 85% of women, including married women, you put umbrella on your eyes. All your ears, your PS, three PS, Sean. Three, one, two, three. What are you looking for? I'm asking you, what are you looking for? You are creating legal ground for yourself. You are creating trouble for yourself. Are you hearing me now? You are married, you dress, you know the bra that fits you. You use the bra that all your costume, you put it up like this. You are saying, Mogbeja loba wani, Mogbeja loba wani. You think we don't understand what is happening? Somebody begged down and said, Pastor Dan, I have to see daddy. When he came, I said, let me pray. By the time she knelt down, she carried her two breasts on my table. This is what I brought to the table. Danny, am I lying? So I said, Dan, come in. Father will thank you. Amen. I said, Dan, you see? Am I lying? You brought her into my office? He said, yes. Almost on my table, Igbo, we have to sanctify the table. We have to pray on the table. They are running away. Praise God. Ivy, I'm joking, you. Don't attack me, you. Pastor Soji, I beg you. Praise God. Let all that your fornication habits stop. We learned that when you are growing up, you leave bullshit. I didn't see that my sister in church today. I'm looking for her. She told me 12 years ago, she said, Daddy, Timoba lost in the airport. Look at me, she said, Timoba in Lobai. Timo in Lobai. Timo in Lobai. She's in the church. Where is she? She said, and I go like this back. She said, Daddy, four men will follow me. Okay, they do. Yeah. That was 12 years ago. 2 years ago, I asked her, Mommy, turn. She turned. I said, that thing is no longer there. She said, Daddy, I don't know where I ran to. Are you listening to me now? The thing has disappeared. She came to my office last week. Where she was going, I didn't see that thing there again. You ask me, why did I look? Why did God put it there? You are 58. You are still walking like this. You will fall down. You will do what? Why are you eyeing me? You will do what? You are 58, oh. You are doing your leg like this. You are wearing heel. Check their shoe. You are wearing heel. Fornication and adultery is a legal ground. Are you understanding? And most times we are the one that call for it. What I say, do what? You call for it. Especially married women and men. So many people are eyeing me. I call myself the blood of Jesus. Let me round off this service so that they will not attack me. Number six, envy, jealousy, and bitterness. I put the six together. The three together. Please, oh, don't envy anybody. You don't know the source of their wealth. What I said you should do, don't what? You don't know where they have been to. You don't know where is behind them. So don't envy them. And please don't be bitter. That time you are bitter, you have opened up your life for an attack. I go number 7. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is giving somebody a room and parlor in your life that they don't deserve. They have hurt you and they have moved on, and you are hurting. Let them go. What did I say? They will meet their own in front. They will do what? I taught you about God raised an oppressor, a super oppressor, against my oppressor. They will meet their own in front. They have hurt you. Forgive them. When the tire is punctured, you don't remove the nail and put it in your mouth. You throw it away. Throw whatever they have done away and move on. And plan your life. And look at me. Don't let them meet you where they left you. Don't give them another opportunity to hurt you. And I've told you several times here. Forgiving is one thing. Forgetting is another thing. Please let me tell you. Don't forget. Because if you forget, they will hurt you again. Don't forget what they have done. And before you bring them back into your life, make sure they have changed. But most of the time, people don't change. Especially as they grow more wickedly. When this man is teaching in church, now me they tell you, forgive them, avoid them. I will stand in front of God and give account of what I'm teaching you. Don't have any bad mind against them. They have no problem. And never you think when people come and tell you, I'm sorry, they have changed. You better pray very well. They are looking for how they will get you well. This time around, they will not miss their target. If you are angry, shout hallelujah. Number 8, when there's a promissory note over your head. A man came to my office some years back and we started praying. And the Lord said, you were gotten from masquerade. He said, yes, that the parents got him from masquerade. So they are calling him back now that he has to serve the masquerade because he's now 35. Now, church, listen to this. Listen to this mystery. The child got him from masquerade. Please, anybody talking there, just send her out. Use the cap to hit her head first. That white dirty cap. When preaching, you keep short and learn. You know nothing. If you know, your life will have been better than this. And the person they are talking to, both of them, if you like everything, no one worry about it. Can anyone daddy? Benny, when you are not disciplined, you will be disciplined. You got a charge from masquerade, so there's a promising note on that child that at 35, he will come and serve you. That child became born again at 25. Now, what is the child going to do? So the guy came to my office on the other side, and he said, sir, they give me 2 more weeks. I have to return to the village to serve masquerade. I laugh like a god on earth. I said, does masquerade create any baby? Were you not stolen from? You were stolen. And God collected back what was his. You are not going there. He said, they will afflict me. I said, afflict you. Which day are you supposed to go? Come to church. There's a particular coffee they call TD in one. Sir, have you taken TD in one before? Mommy says, TD in one. You now put little milk on it and hot water. And I cross my leg with one bread. I'm not going to mention the name of the bread today. I said, let them come and catch you here. We ate together. I said, are you fine? Tomorrow come again. He's back in the door doing church. I said, they burned the mask. Why? Because we know the real owner of anything. Stretch here, let me pray for you. Any promising note of the enemy upon your life today, I reverse them. Some of you, they took it from Mami Water. Mami Water call. There is a God bigger than Mami Water native. The water, Jesus power. Do you watch the video? So I say, Mami Water power. Say, they burn them when they talk on top of water. If you will not steal their soul. So, if there is a promise to note on your life that social time, I'm going to use her for sacrifice. They say, at social time, I'm going to use him for sacrifice. Some people will marry and they said, I will use my wife at social time. Promising note, put your hand on your head. Anybody here carrying a promising note on your head? Father side, mother side, in-law side, I command the note to be terminated. I'm praying for you. I say, I command the note to be terminated. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Any note you know, you don't know, I command your note that is contrary right now. The Bible says, it's a reversing the note contrary to, I command them to be terminated in the name of Jesus. So the time and the date they gave to you to use you, or the time and day they gave to you to be wasted, that day and time is terminated in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, shout three amen and pack your blessings.
Amen. Amen.
Sit down. The night one is drunkenness. If you're a woman here and you drink a lot, anything will happen to you. You are going to be vulnerable. Everybody will have chance to do whatever they want to do with you. Please look at me very well. All drunkenness should stop. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 31 verse 6, give strong drink unto the person that is ready to perish. Did you see that? You know why you are not reading? Because you know they drink. All the nonsense some of you are doing, and you go to parties, and the parties tagging Sanctuary of Wonders, and both the elders and pastors and people, no, my pastor will not do it, and the elders drinking Heineken and Kenny, and you will video it shouting, hey, hey, hey. You are a disgrace to your generation. If you want to drink, you didn't drink in your houses. You drank publicly, tagging the church, sending videos to us, because you are rejoicing. You are not children of God. You are not children of God. You are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, you don't even hide to do it. What is making you to be happy? You did naming ceremony, you are drinking. You did marriage, you are drinking. What is wrong with you? What are you celebrating that you have not celebrated before in life? I'm asking you. And you show it your foolishness. So the people drinking now, they'll begin, and let me tell you, once you finish drinking, you begin to carry out some manifestations. Some people will drink, they will not go to work because they are drunk. Some people will drink and they'll be looking at women. They will even look at their mother and say, mom, baby, their mother. You are the one that gave them the drink. They look at their mother and say, baby, oh, bado. What is wrong with you? Baby, tonight is tonight because you gave them the drink. And drinking, drunkenness cause leg ground. I stand here to tell them that two mistakes in my life that happened my drunkenness. I don't drink naturally, but that night I drank. I lost my virginity the day I drank. I don't drink. I was a virgin, and I preached it with zest. That what? I didn't even lose it in the house. I lose it at a platform of sin the day I drank. I'm preaching this one to you now. All of you, that you will do party and you will create a circle and you'll be giving people this thing. Beer. I know you very well. Some of you do it there. You carry them, small people. You do them a ceremony. You give them beer. From my heart, I pray that God will forgive you.
Amen.
You didn't say amen. I said, God will forgive you.
Amen.
What a shame. You are an elder. You carry beer in front of you. You open the beer, pop! Elder of what? You know you didn't come to church in all these days. It's the day you came to church I preached about it. What a shame. You can't drink beer in my house. Where are you going to see it? And you want to drink. You want to soak it with roots. You do it inside your house. But this one, you put it on the table for people. You're an ambassador of Heineken. You're an ambassador of what again? Timothy, was that in the agency? Gouda. Timothy, what again? You're ambassador of what? You don't know again? But you're working in a beer company before? I don't even know the prayer to pray for you. You see, when I teach like this, I know there will be strongholds. I have faced bigger strongholds. It's either you repent or you build resistance. Your resistance cannot do me anything. I won't even sleep and dream about you. And I used to tell you, if you think I'm joking, you can, let's do an exercise. And finally, the last one, foolish confession and talks. Stop saying I don't have money again in your life. Stop saying I don't have money. You are snared by the words of your mouth. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2. Thou art snared with the words of your mouth that are taken. Say, I am rich. Say it. Say, I'm blessed. I'm not hearing you. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9. I am healed. Proverbs 11 verse 9. I'm not broke. I'm a giver. I can never beg. I cannot be stranded. I have what to offer. I cannot suffer. I am going places. My home is easy. My life is easy. Are you listening to me now? I cannot be stranded. Those are the things that are coming from your mouth. Proverbs 11, verse 9. Proverbs 11, 9. An hypocrite with his mouth destroys his own neighbor. So those foolish confessions you make, stop talking nonsense from your mouth anymore. But through knowledge shall the just be delivered. And I pray for you, receive knowledge in the name of Jesus. Bible says, and you shall know the truth. What do we do? Repent from your sins. The church is a place of correction. It's not a place of pampering. Yes, sometimes we can laugh, but most times we tell ourselves the truth. Number two, give your life to Jesus Christ. Number three, find out what is giving your enemy legal ground in your life. I told a particular woman, anytime your blessing is coming, they provoke you. Very wonderful lady. She said, yes. I said, that is it. And after that, you won't get the job again. She said, yes. After that, the guy that loves you will not come again. She said, yes. I said, from now on, become stupid. Don't let anybody provoke you again. She has everything now. Find out what is causing the legal ground of the enemy in your life. Find out how they are penetrating your life. Some of you, it's because of the party you are attending. You cannot but attend parties. Whether they call you or not, you will go there. Some of the food you are eating in parties are dedicated to their God, not your God. And you have no right over that food to bless it because you did not buy it with your money. Hey! And the gift of a man will find his way and his place in your life. They can't share meat to your door and you take the meat and you eat it and say, God gave you, God did not give you, did not buy it. But what you bought with your money, the house you rented, you have a legal ground. Oh my God, are you hearing me? You don't collect food from the party and say, I take authority over this food. No. There's no authority. You walk in there. You walk to the house of herbalists. You are taking authority over what they gave to you. This institution I want to do, I take authority. It's a lie. So find out what is causing legal ground in your life. Are you still there? Number four, go for deliverance if you need to. From next year, deliverance service, we will not do again. But we'll do deliverance for people. The deliverance service, which was Jericho hour before, is canceled. So first Saturday now is for the HOD meetings. All HODs will send a message. So yeah. So if you want to be delivered, come first Saturday. After we finish HOD meeting, we'll do deliverance for you in that room there. Now, be faithful to God. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to men. When you tell somebody this is what we are going to do, agreement, stand on the agreement. Stop breaking agreement. If agreement is going to change, please call the person. Are you hearing me? You agree that this is 250? After the person has gone, he said, no, it's now 300. You are not a believer. You are a wicked soul. You are a money monger. Be faithful. I said, if you are faithful in few, God will bless you much. If you are not faithful in few, you can have so much. Please be faithful. Now, I want to say this. On every child of God, there is a scheme of protection. Job chapter 1 verse 10. And Job said to God, have you not surrounded him? Have you not protected him? Have you not surrounded him with your well, with your fence? So God has protected all of us. Now look at me. But when we walk out of that place, attack will come. Anyhow you have walked out on God's presence, deliverance is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Remember Psalm 91 verse 1? He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High. He that dwell. But when you don't dwell, that's why you can't afford to go everywhere, because there is solution there. There are different types of solution. There are demonic solutions that you will laugh today and tomorrow you will cry, you and your children. There are agents of darkness that stay in one room you go meet with one tear in their pallor there. They are agents of agents. You go there. The first thing you check is, have they delivered themselves? Yeah. So check it out. Don't come out. He that dwelleth, dwell in the secret place. Abide there. Under the shadow of the Almighty. If you come out of there, anything can happen to you. Praise God. Your hallelujah is not born again. I said, praise God. Hallelujah. Look at this one as we go home together. Jesus said this and he touched me. John chapter 14 verse 30. Herewith, hereafter, I will not talk much with you. The prince of the world comment and had nothing on me. Please rise on your feet. Please rise on your feet. Sometime I prepare a message under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I will get here and God will be changing things right in front of me. Let's use the blood of Jesus to settle this. Everybody say after me, say blood of Jesus. I will not beg you. We did meet me at the altar here. So people never met me at the altar. I know them. All of you. The ones in the choir, I saw you. When I say put your hand on the head, some of you don't do it. I saw you. I excuse you to leave this church. If you think you are making one stupid cobble somewhere, why did you come to church that you will not do what I'm telling you to do? The Prince of the world is coming for all of us. It is what we prepare for that will deliver us. What I just said now, I will never say it again. But I excuse you. Let's use the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, blood of Jesus. Going to my foundation. You see, let me tell you, at 52, you should know that I am not just old in age, I'm old spiritually. I see things and I'll do as if I don't see it. And I can do that for ages. But as my children, when I see that you are going astray, this is the best way I can correct you. And as you know, I'm not a showman media pastor. If I want to do, I know what to do. Take this teaching I'm teaching you and prosper quickly. On this planet Earth, God in heaven knows my type is not many. Take it or leave it. I'm telling you, take it or leave it. Most people lose things before they realize. I'm not going to die. So when I say lose, not death. Say blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Now say go into my foundation.
Go into my foundation.
Deliver me from every mess. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Deliver me from every mess. Are they praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Anything that is giving the enemy access to my life, say, let me hear now. If you are dreaming, that you are seeing that they are looking for you in the dream, they are looking for you in the dream, and they got you, that means they see something connecting you to them. There are some people, I told them, get away from family WhatsApp. Yes, now me do them. Get away from there. Get away from there first. So, I'm Benny. We are entering another year now. Check your phone. All the nonsense people that you have in your phone, that you are sending stupid texts to each other, they have no contribution to your life. Cut them off. You can't have a wrong attachment in your life and receive good things. Every access of the enemy to my life. Say, let me hear you now. I block them by fire. You have only 5 seconds to pray. Lift up your voice. I block every satanic access. Are you praying? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, neutralize. Not here, say neutralize. There are some things that cannot happen to me and my family. Do you know why? I have checked myself. I have not opened any door for the enemy. So let's take the battle to your house. Say after me, say, blood of Jesus, enter into my house. I've been saying, you pay for the house. Say, enter into my house. Neutralize every legal ground of the enemy. Say, now in the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter into my home and begin to neutralize and terminate every legal ground in my home. Lift up your voice and pray. Somebody's not praying. Are you praying? Are you praying there? In Jesus' name we pray. Let me do this one for you. Put your hand on your head. Any vow of parents over your life, vow of companies over your life, Benny, some company, when they pay you, they can decide when you will die. Benny, let me actualize my name. I don't want them to like me. Some company, they decide when you will die. Some company, they kill one staff every year. Check some television company, staff die every year because they have a right over them. And the person they will kill, check, you know, they pay tight. There is nothing committing him to a place to help him when they want to take his soul. Nothing collects his soul back. So they'll blame or break it. What you mean here? Oh, yeah, put your hand on your head. Let me pray. Are you there? Any vow and decision of the enemy over your head or over your children where they are. The city where your children are, and they say they want to take one girl. Hey, hey! They want to take one daughter. The company where your children work, the place where you go to, the family where you come from, and there's a decision to take one person. I command that decision to backfire. One of my daughters want to travel, and the husband said, "Don't go." I said, "What? Don't go." I said, "Don't go. Don't go." They left. They took the husband, Ben. Yes, they took the husband. They took the when they took the daughter cried. I said, "Did you go?" He said, "We went." I off the phone. They took the wife too. She had 3 children. Those 3 children came back to Lagos. There's no father, no mother. 18, 16, and 12. When they came to my office, I said, "Where's your mother?" They died. "Where's your father?" They died. "What is the next thing?" They said, "We don't know." I cried. I told your parents there is a vow that want to come to pass. I am praying for you that any vow on your head that at so time I was telling you every member of a particular cult, their first daughter died. Another cult, they have one imbecile in the house and you praise them in the community because they have used that time. You might be here and they have planned to use you. Can I pray for you? Whoever is planning to use you, we shall lose them. Amen. I'm praying for you. Any promise on your head? That since he's working in this company, this is what we want to use next year. Nobody shall be used as scapegoat here in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, shall 7 amen and pack your blessing. Go. Amen. 2. Amen. 3. 4, 5, 6. Remove your hand and stretch your hand to this altar. Anybody here that they have taken your name to any altar? This is no carryover service. I command the altar to release your name in the name of Jesus. She praying for you. Let the altar release your name in the name of Jesus. Let the altar release your material in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you. Anybody here that they have carried sacrifice because of you? There is a supreme sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from contrary sacrifice. Say it again. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from wicked sacrifice. Lift up your voice and pray for a minute very quickly. We are praying. We are praying. We are praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In any area you have empowered your enemy, I collect the power back. And the Lord gave the earth to Adam and Eve, but they sold it to Satan. Some of you sold your marriage out. Some of you sold your children out. Some of you have already been sold out. Now I pray for you. In any area you have been sold out, by the blood, I buy you back. Amen. And there are some things you do to sell yourself out. So today I pray for you as your father. This legal ground in your life that has made your life miserable is hereby terminated in the name of Jesus. If you are here and they have created something representing the kingdom of darkness, right now I command that thing to disappear by fire in the name of Jesus. There's something they call a spirit of non-achievement. I was talking to a particular family. I said, you are making money now. He said, yes. In fact, you are making money in dollars now. He said, yes. I said, go and pray very well. Problem is coming. It will be as if you have not made money before. Very intelligent family. What do we do? I said, do this. Do this. Do this. God bless you. Bye-bye. Years has passed and they are still making money because there was a direction. Benny, anybody here that they are looking at you to break the pot of your wealth? Anybody here that what you are managing, they want to collect from you? Anybody now you are set to see small, small change and you're beginning to boga, I command, you will not go back to square one. Say after me, say, you spirit of non-achievement. Say, let me hear you now. Now here he says, you spirit of non-achievement, I bind you in my life. Look at me. If you have grown to a particular age in life and you don't have, look at me, anybody you can do like this, that I need 100k there, 1 million there, begin to pray. If God has done that for you, look at me, maintain the relationship. See, I hear you. Don't forget I've told you now. There are some insults you will not see when you have people behind you that, hey, I'm coming, wait. Hello, I'm coming. But when you don't have anybody like that, there's a problem. So let's speak against non-achievement. You spirit of non-achievement. You don't want it. Say it again. Let me hear you. I forbid you forever in my life. Say it three times. Let me hear you go. Yes. That is one. That is two. Shout a big amen. Let's pray the next one. Say after me. Say, every family error, I will not suffer for them. Say it again. Let me hear you loud and clear. When the father does not plan, the children will suffer. The children you are supposed to send to school, you don't send them to school, the family will suffer. Benny, the people you are supposed to take care of, you didn't, the family will suffer. I wonder what is happening that parents don't take care of their children. It pains me a lot. Please, if you are a parent, you are taking care of your children. Don't say you don't have. For every education, there are levels. You can even put them in the lowest. It doesn't matter the school they have gone to. But not helping them at all. And you are waiting for them to buy motor or house for you later. Are you a thief? Anybody here suffering because of family error? Are you ready? You are delivered by fire. Pray this prayer for 3 minutes. I won't stop you. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Hey, I'm not here. Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Say it up here. Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Somebody says, separate me.
Separate me.
I'm not here. Somebody says, separate me.
Separate me.
From every failure,
every failure
of my family. Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Separate me.
Separate
from every failure.
Every failure.
Separate me.
Separate me.
From every failure.
Every failure.
of my family. You have 2 minutes, 45 seconds. 45 seconds more. Separate me. Say, detach me. Are they praying? From family failure. Are they praying here? Separate me. Are they praying here? Where my family fail, I will not fail. Where my mother fail, I will not fail. Where your father fail, you will not fail. Are they praying here, sir? In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not hearing you. In Jesus' name we pray. Today, 29th of December, you are separated from the failure of your father's side, mother's side, in the name of Jesus. It's one thing I hate to hear, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter, will not be your portion. You will exceed them. Hey, I'm not hearing you. You will do well more than them. I hope you know that that father too was making money some time ago. But something happened to him. Whatever happened to your father that made them go down will not happen to you. I'm not hearing you. Whatever happened to your mother that made her go down will not happen to you. There's something they call satanic law. Any satanic law from anywhere will not get you. Christ has delivered you from the curse of the law. So any law coming from anywhere will not get you. I hide you in the pool of the blood of Jesus. I hide you in the lock of ages. And I pray for you, the Lord will be your shield and buckler and fortress in the name of Jesus. Look at me. Look at my hand. Don't do it. I'm just nonsense. Stop in your time. The life you did not enjoy, your children will enjoy. When my loved ones ask for anything, and the other person say, "Ah, it's too much," I say, "Shut up. We are not using it for kidney. It's to enjoy life." Somebody say to enjoy life. The life you did not enjoy, I'm telling you that your children will enjoy it. Oh, let me come near you. The life your father did not enjoy, may you enjoy them in the name of Jesus. It's a Nigerian that owns 3 airports in London. Go and find out. And he's a Yoruba man. He's 70 something now, if I'm not mistaken. He has 4 airports in London, if I'm not mistaken. Yoruba man in Nigeria owns 3. If unbeliever, permit me to say, can achieve great things, help me with your name. I want to pray. May you achieve greatness in life in the name of Jesus. It will not be problem they are attaching to your name. May they attach greatness and miracle and testimony to your name in the name of Jesus. As your father and priest and prophet, I pray for you today that legal ground is hereby terminated from your life in the name of the Father. Legal ground is terminated from your life in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Spirit. You will not enter 2025 with any legal ground. You enter 2025 on a good slate in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Celebrate Jesus in the name of Jesus.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service.
time, 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakiolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Pebbles and Sewing Pebbles.